and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you have noticed, the Gospels, lectionary cycle B, from the Epiphany season until the season of Lent, which actually starts on February 14 on Ash Wednesday, they all followed the Gospel of Mark. You remember, on the first Sunday of Epiphany, Mark introduced the beginning of the public life and mission of Jesus and the story of his baptism in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. And then on the second and third Sundays of Epiphany, Jesus began his mission by proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And then he began summoning his hearers to repent and believe in the good news. What happens next? Jesus called companions for the mission. He issued a call, "Follow me." First, it was Philip who followed him, who in turn called Nathanael. Then it was Peter and Andrew, James and John, who followed him. And Jesus told them, "I will make you become fishers of men." So on this Sunday's gospel, if we would like to put it in context, Mark portrays the first day of the ministry of Jesus by describing one of his typical Sabbath day. You know, on the Sabbath day, Jesus usually joins a public worship in the synagogue. A synagogue is a kind of, like we say, we call it a chapel, maybe. A chapel, if it is in the Christian context, because there was only one temple. For the Jews, there was only one temple, and that is the Temple of Jerusalem. Any other place outside Jerusalem, they would have the so-called gathering of people in a place called a synagogue. A synagogue. And this is where Jesus went, typically on the Sabbath day. There, Jesus joins a public worship, and he began teaching. He healed the sick, drove out evil spirits, and then prays. And those who were there at the time immediately noticed that Jesus taught with authority. He explained the scriptures with confidence and taught without relying on another's authority but his own. Then on top of this, Jesus healed the man troubled by an unclean spirit with divine authority. Note here that people in those times believed that when the kingdom of God comes, evil, personified by an array of demons and unclean spirits, will be defeated. The power of God in his care for his people will be manifested in healings, in well-being, and in peace. So by overcoming the unclean spirit as shown by the healing, Jesus showed that he is the expected Messiah, the Savior, and that the kingdom of God has finally come. That is the context of why the demon also recognized this when he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" And Jesus commanded the evil spirit authoritatively, saying, "Be quiet, come out of him." Instantly the spirit obeyed. And this is one reason for the spread of the reputation of Jesus. Today, taking a lesson from the gospel reading, we are challenged to ask the same question. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? In other words, what do we want Jesus to do with the evil spirits that live in each one of us? Yes, there are evil spirits and their ugly disguises and manifestations in all of us, like sicknesses, selfishness, hatred, anger, resentments, heartaches, addictions, indifference, and so many more. These are the evil spirits that reside in our hearts. So what we are asked today is to approach Jesus with trusting faith and ask him to free us from all these evil spirits that keep us from living life fully and prevent us from loving and sharing our blessings with others. Today we are also challenged to be like our Lord Jesus Christ in the use of his power and authority to teach and to heal. For we too have been entrusted this power and authority to teach and to heal in relation to our spouses, our children and grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, our church family, our society. That is to say, we are called to become good teachers and healers in order to build up lives in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our church, in our communities. So finally, let us pray for this gift of teaching and healing those entrusted to our care. Let us pray especially the prayer for healing found in our Book of Common Prayer, number 56, page 663. O God, almighty and merciful, you heal the brokenhearted and turn the sadness of the sorrowful to joy. Let your fatherly goodness be upon all whom you have made. Remember in pity all those who are this day destitute, homeless, elderly, infirm, or forgotten. Bless the multitude of your poor. Lift up those who are cast down. Mightily befriend innocent sufferers and sanctify to them the endurance of their wrongs. Cheer with hope all who are discouraged and downcast. And by your heavenly grace, preserve from falling those whose poverty tempts them to sin. Though they be troubled in every side, suffer them not to be distressed. Though they are perplexed, save them from despair. Grant this, O Lord, for the love of him who for our sakes become poor, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On page 127 of your Book of Common Prayer, let us all stand and together confess.